You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Nerd Podcast. This is a interesting episode because I'm not solo, even though we just talked about Han Solo movies. But I'm here with a good friend of mine, a fellow podcaster, Brad from 8-Bit Waffles and the Breakfast Table.
Yes. What's it's up, good Brad? To be here again.
Yeah, we're at the Podcast Detroit studio recording some podcasts and having some fun.
Oh, it's always a good time when we're at the studio.
Yeah, exactly. So how you been, man? What's going on?
Been good. Actually, finally kicking off the Breakfast Table again today because we've been on hiatus for a little bit as everybody's been traveling around on our podcast.
Yeah, you've been you were just overseas, right?
Yeah, I just came back from Germany, so I was over there for the last or not this past week, but the week before that.
How was that?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Yeah. I need to go back immediately.
I saw a few pictures, you know, obviously on your Instagram and stuff, and great, obviously, seeing those, but tell me a little bit about the trip, you know, like what was going on with that?
So, I was there primarily for work, so a lot of the days I really didn't get to do much because most places kind of close early or by 6 o'clock when you're getting out of the office. There's not really much you can do until you got to get to bed before you have to wake up for the next day of work. So, that part kind of sucked a little bit, but over the weekend when I first landed there, I got to travel to Zurich, and that was the day where I got to really have some fun. And a big thing of that was going to their national museum that they have out there, which they had a couple displays on, and really cool. I think I posted the stuff on Instagram, too. They had a couple of things from H.R. Giger's early works and everything like that. So the guy that did the artwork for Aliens and a lot of, like, I can't remember what other movies. He's done a couple other movies, but his artwork always has this very symbolic theme to it. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple of the paintings that he did and some of the work for some movies and everything like that. And that was really cool. As a movie buff, because I love H.R. Giger's work, I look at his stuff and go, man, I miss that guy.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking? I remember when they were showing the kind of like sketch art of Prometheus, like when that was coming out. And like, I mean, I personally thought that movie was pretty good. You know, it's obviously not Alien, but, you know, it's the... that design and whatever that guy is thinking in his head is just so interesting and cool to see. So that's cool if you saw something like that, you know, at an actual museum too.
Yeah. Know? So that was just part of the exhibit. The rest of the museum was kind of on like the wars within Switzerland and everything like that. So not really geek cultured in any way, but still cool stuff. If anybody's ever like out in Switzerland, go to Zurich, check out the National Museum and everything else in Zurich because it's all beautiful.
Yeah, so. Get cultured, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Well, I wanted to ask you about like your kind of like how your 2018 was because since we're in like, well, it's February now, but you know, we're in that kind of sweet spot now where 2019's coming on, you know, we're basically 1 year, 1 month in, and we just went through 2018. So just give me a little like update on how your 2018 was with like, you know, games, movies, like kind of like stuff like that. So
2018 was actually an amazing year for movies.
Very good.
Lot of stuff came out in 2018. Just kind of going off the top of my head, we got the three Marvel films, Black Panther, Avengers, and Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. We finally got another movie from DC with Aquaman, which was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was a good movie.
There were a lot of... I'm racking my brain right now trying to remember what else came out in 2018 because I remember going to the movies like every other week to see something. But for the life of me, I can't remember many of the big movies that I was
seeing.
That's
almost why I hate Marvel and like comic book movies in the sense, because this is just me. I guess maybe you in general, too, where like I sometimes get flooded with I just only think of those movies that come out. Then I'm like, oh, wait, all those other movies came out that year, too, because Yeah, what else did?
Because I know, like, there were some amazing, like, movies that I guarantee most people didn't see, like Sorry to Bother You, which is absolutely fantastic. We were just talking about the Solo movie that came out that pretty much killed off all the, you know, spin-off Star Wars movies going forward.
There will be no Star Wars stories. No.
Yeah, they're done doing the side stories for Star Wars now because Solo did so bad.
But it's like, why? You know, like, even if again, we just talked, it's just like, it was okay. And, I mean, Rogue One was okay. It wasn't amazing. Like, it's not like the greatest movie ever.
I think the difference is Rogue One, while it was okay, it made money. Solo was considered a box office bomb.
All right.
Because they put so much money into the movie going, oh my God, we're doing this prequel on Solo. It's going to be amazing. Everybody loves Han Solo. And they kind of forgot that everybody loves Han Solo because of, Harrison Ford. And you kind of take Harrison Ford out of the Han Solo movie, you're kind of left with not a Han Solo movie.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, can't you just... Since they're not like Star Wars episode whatever, it's like just you can make another one. I thought that was the whole point of it, is like these are stories of Star Wars universe. So even if something was shitty and didn't do well, you're going to do something completely different. If it's that like Boba Fett thing, if they were going to do that or whatever else they were thinking.
I do love that everybody was like, oh my God, we need an Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah.
And I was just always thinking, we got three Obi-Wan movies.
Yeah. Six.
What else did
Wait,
you...
Wait, no, not three. Yeah, you're right.
We got one, two, and three were truly Obi-Wan. They were Obi-Wan and Anakin movies.
Yeah.
They were the focus, the entire movies. And then at the end of three, Obi-Wan goes to live in the desert until episode four. So where are we going to get an Obi-Wan story in... Because we already got everything from him... being a Padawan to becoming a Jedi Master.
Yeah. And him dying, you know.
And, you know, as much as I would love to have a movie that's an hour and a half of him sitting in the desert just going, man, that Luke Skywalker kid better grow up fast, you know, just to have them do it. There's nothing else they could really do.
Yeah. No, I agree. But, you know, at least... You got people like us that like kind of appreciated Solo a little bit. Maybe,
yeah.
You know?
It had some good. It has
it
the same
great.
Argument as episode 8, where if you cut up the movie and you look at it scene by scene, there's a lot of really cool stuff in there. But then you watch the movie as a whole and you kind of walk out going, yeah, that wasn't a good movie.
I that makes a lot of sense. But there was a lot of good movies in 2018. You know, we had a lot of good games as well. Did you play a lot of like games during 2019 that you picked up on?
2018 was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That I think I sunk 40 hours into that. I had to start playing the DLC now because I told myself I was going to wait until all the DLC packs came out before I started playing it because I hate that episodic kind of, here, play 3 hours of the story and then wait a month. And then play another 3 hours of the story, then wait a month.
That's grueling. It's so, like I can barely do that with Game of Thrones. And it's like I do that with a video game. Fuck that, you know?
I absolutely hate that when TV shows are like, and now we're doing the mid-season premiere. And it's like, no, just keep going with the show. Don't stop halfway through the season so you can have this break.
There's one thing with anime I hate, because anime is, I watch a lot of it and they still haven't got into that thing of like putting out a season. They still are on the same basis. If you have Crunchyroll and all that stuff, it comes out Friday, it comes out Monday, it comes out this day, and you get one episode and I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's one thing that I've kind of loved watching Netflix anime, because they throw it out a whole season at a time. It's like, oh, I can just binge through the entire thing right now.
Exactly.
And then you have stuff like I was watching Dragon Ball Super like every week.
Yeah, see that
watching
too,
it week by week as the new episodes premiered. And then you'd get to the end of the episode and be like, well, okay, I'll see you next
time
week then.
On Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But so you've been digging Spider-Man?
I loved it. I got to actually go back and play the DLC now. And then
that's with the Black Cat stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, there's I want to say Tombstone DLC, Black Cat, and then there's one other DLC, and I can't remember who it's about. But those are the three. I want to say the one is on Tombstone, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's pretty cool, you know.
But yeah.
So speaking of Spider-Man, you really dig the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie, right?
Oh, I absolutely loved it.
That's like, because I know you're a big Spider-Man fan, and when that came out, and I kind of knew about, because that came, obviously, that was 2018, so it's like...
Yeah, that was December 2018. Just barely made it into 2018.
But again, it's so funny having this conversation with people, since comic book and Marvel movies and DC, whatever it may be, are so popular now. Then they come out with a well-production animated like Spider-Man movie. And people are like scratching their heads like, what? Like, why would I go to the movies and see that? And I'm like, They looked at me when I would talk about it and saying I'm a child, and I'm like, then they're going to go see Aquaman. And I'm like, it's the same fucking thing. It's like, yes, it's live. Well, Aquaman's barely live action. That's like 90%.
It's about 90%
CG.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like Jason Momoa probably like worked like 30 minutes probably like with some live action scenes, and the rest were just his face floating around and stuff. But
I mean, I can understand it though, because when most people think like, oh, animated Spider-Man, they usually think of the 90s cartoon.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it being very campy and kid oriented. And this movie was campy. It had that kind of family friendly vibe to it, but it does go into some very deep subjects and everything like that. And with the whole plot line of Miles becoming Spider-Man and kind of having to deal with the fact that he's now Spider-Man. He doesn't want to be, but he is. And he's going through the same phases as Peter Parker did in the early stages of Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And he has a mentor that doesn't want to be his mentor. And it just, it's not a kids only kind of film.
Yeah.
But I can see why people get that vibe when they hear animated Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so far, everybody that I know that I've convinced to go see it, even though it's an animated Spider-Man, has come back and gone, that was a really good movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it was.
For sure.
Of course.
I think it's cool too, because, you know, everyone bitches about Spider-Man in the sense of like, they're like, I already know the story. Uncle Ben gets shot, this and that. And, you know, it's like, yeah, all right, they have kind of, you know, beat down the origin story and they like keep remaking it. But like, you're finally getting, even though it's an animated, but it's like you're getting the Miles Morales.
Miles Morales.
Yeah. It's like you're getting his storyline. This is the actual new kind of Spider-Man in the comics that is getting put on to the theater now. It's like, and no one was like wanting to see it basically. And I'm like, why wouldn't you want to see that story? The story was great. And like, I only know a little bit of that. Like, I haven't read any of it, but it's just like, that's almost what pulled me into it, because I'm like, yeah, I know about Peter Parker. I get it, blah, blah, blah. But like, this is more than that, you know? And yeah, I just loved it. It was really cool. So yeah.
I especially love how they mock the whole thing with the origin story, where they go through with every Spider-Man like individually.
Yeah.
Just, you know my story already. You know, this, that. Saved the city, got my own breakfast cereal, you know, made a Christmas album.
Yeah, and again, you have to give them credit too, even though they had a lot of you know, backing with Marvel and all that stuff, probably. But I mean, the casting of voice actors, you know, yeah, John Mulaney, Nick Cage, the dude from New Girl. I don't know his name, but he's in a bunch of stuff. He's not like super well known.
Jake Johnson.
Sure.
Yeah. And then you had Haley Steinfeld as Gwen Stacy.
The guy that played Miles, he was the Moonlight dude, right?
I don't recall 100%, but that sounds right.
I think that was the guy. Like, I mean, the voice actor for it. And there was a bunch, you know, and Stan Lee, he was in it. You know?
Yes, Stan Lee had one of his cameos that was one of those cameos you didn't expect to see, but when he popped on, you couldn't help but shed a tear of just going, aw,
I know, and it was so after the fact of, too, his passing and all this. And
the fact that his closing line is, I'm going to miss that guy. It's like, oh, God, what are you doing to me? I know you didn't do this on purpose, but that hurt.
That must have been, like, a fucked up, like, art kind of thing where they were editing that, and they're like, we gotta put this in. This like guy that's like on his computer, he's like crying.
Yeah. <You
know? laughs> But yeah, I thought that was great, and it's definitely something people should look into, I think, for, you know, 2018 stuff. So I hope it comes, you know, like we talked about with Ant-Man and the Wasp just came out on Netflix. Solo's out on there. And, you know, like
I think Infinity War is on Netflix too now. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, it was like a month or two before it came out on Netflix, I rented Infinity War because I was just on Amazon. And I'm like, I just want to watch a good movie. And, you know, it's like $3, so big deal. But so I rented it, and then it popped on Netflix. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm just so happy. This is such a good movie to watch that you don't have to think about. It's just great start to finish. I hope Spider-Man comes onto Netflix. It seems like
it's probably going to hit streaming services because
it should.
It didn't do as well as it should have in theaters. I feel like it's going to be a Blu-ray kind of streaming success.
I agree. And when you tell somebody about it, because like I was telling all these people that like Spider-Man, I'm like, go see that movie. They're like, no. I'm like, why not? Yeah. You like Spider-Man. It's about a bunch of Spider-Men, you know?
And it's very good.
Yeah.
It's not cash grab Spider-Man. There was a lot of heart and soul put into it, a lot of references to every other Spider-Man universe. You know, they basically took the Spider-Verse story and they just ran with it in the right direction.
Exactly. And I think that's what like animated, like, you know, mediums can do, since these are comics. Yeah, they have been doing really good on making them live action. And I love most of those movies, basically. But it's just like, you have to understand these are created to storytell through, you know, drawings. So there is a difference when you can animate something to live action. And, you know, it's good to see both.
We even have two major animated movies coming out this month that adults around the world are excited for, with Lego Movie 2 and How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah, I'm definitely down with How to Train Your Dragon 3. I mean, I want to see Lego Movie 2. It seems like a lot of fun. So, you know, everything will be awesome. So,
I'm excited for both of them.
Yeah. I know. I love how hard, like, How to Train Your Dragon, like, has kept going. Because that seems like one that, like, barely made like a hit, and it just kept going, you know what I mean?
The first one, I think it got more of a boost from DVD sales.
Yeah.
And then the second one was a huge hit in the theaters.
It's
and then the
one.
Third one, it's going to probably be close to the same.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee a lot of people saw the first one, like the trailer for it, and went, yeah, that's not my kind of movie. And then they watched it on DVD or streaming or however they watched it and went, okay, yeah, this is my kind of movie. I like this.
Well, and again, it's like a good movie to watch. Like, it's not boring to watch with, like, if you have kids. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you're like, all right, this has some cool stuff. Gerard Butler is really cool in it. And
yeah, it's not a kid's movie. It's a family movie. Everybody
exactly.
in the family can
That's
enjoy this movie.
That's a good way to
movie.
Put it. Yeah. So, and Toothless is awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's a great character. So, shit. What was I going to? Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, I actually had something I wanted to talk to you about. Because since we were talking about all the animated Spider-Man and, you know, we have into 2019 now, what was your opinion on this Spider-Man trailer dropped so early, and what the fuck?
I am so glad that we are getting Fishbowl Mysterio. Out of all of the villains that they could have decided to choose for the second Spider-Man movie, when they announced Mysterio, I was like, okay, we'll see how this goes. And then they announced Jake Gyllenhaal was going to be playing him. I was like, okay, you're getting my interest now.
Yeah.
And then the concept art started leaking of the suit minus the fishbowl. And I was like, well, that's not going to be Mysterio.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the trailer came out, and I think there were a couple leaked photos, and everybody was like, I can't tell if it's real or fake on, like, if they just put a fishbowl over his head, like, in the photo, because you had the photos pretty much of the exact same pose of everybody without the fishbowl. And then you had the ones with the fishbowl, and you're just kind of going, okay, well, is it real or not? And then in the trailer, you're like, oh, we're getting Fishbowl Mysterio. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even look campy or anything. It actually looks badass as a fishbowl head. Kind of, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that movie, especially since they're going to get the elementals involved and everything like that. And you kind of already know the plot's going to be Mysterio comes off as a good guy, but he's secretly evil.
Yeah.
but I'm still excited for it.
It's mysterious how good he is.
Yeah.
But the thing that I want to ask you, though, about is Endgame had their trailer for Avengers. And obviously the way Avengers ended with half the population dying.
With Spider-Man not feeling so good at the end.
Yeah. You know, he faded away a little bit, you know. And same with Nick Fury and all that stuff. We get Captain Marvel's trailer that we've been waiting for this movie, and that comes out next month. And
March 8th.
You know, it's so we get that since it's like a time skip, you know, back into like the 90s or something.
Yeah,
like that
one takes place in the 90s, back when S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't really an organization.
It's like building up. Yeah,
it was just kind of just starting, or Nick Fury was just starting with it at the very least.
But this Spider-Man trailer shows that he's okay. And shows that Nick Fury's okay.
Well, there's one thing that the Spider-Man trailer did, and they basically made sure to note that there's no timeline in the Spider-Man trailer. Like, they don't say a single date, they don't say time, they don't say year. They actually, on the check that in the U.S. trailer, it's not shown in the U.K. trailer, but in the U.S. trailer, Happy is giving a check to Peter Parker and Aunt May. And the date on it is wiped clean. So people are even going, okay, so parts of this movie probably even take place before, you know, Avengers Infinity War, and then some take place afterwards.
Yeah.
Because we don't see Peter using the Iron Spider suit. We see him using his old suit again.
Yeah.
And we see him using a new suit from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So people are even getting the theory that this might not actually fully take place after Infinity War. This might even be something that has a lot of scenes that take place before Infinity War as kind of that double crossing of like what fans are expecting. Because everybody's going, oh, well, this means Spider-Man's back. And then we have the hardcore fans going, actually, it doesn't. What's going on here?
You know,
they've literally wiped, like, even in scenes where, like, somebody has their phone out, like, the date and stuff are, like, missing. So it's like, okay, so they're leading to something here.
Yeah.
Or they're just messing with the people that actually pick apart trailers for every detail.
The end of the movie, it's just Mysterio awakens Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, you know, I don't know why. This is the nerd in heart of me just, like, seeing this trailer just made me think, like, there's no way this can be any other way, even though it's movies. It could, of course, be 10 years before. It could be 2 days before Infinity War, you know? Like, it's movie logic. It doesn't have to make sense. And these people are, you know, superheroes, so it doesn't.
At the same time, when everything happened in Infinity War, no real comic book fan was going, well, this is the end.
Yeah.
You know, most comic book fans were like, well, we got Black Panther 2 coming up. We got Doctor Strange 2 coming up. We got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming up. Not anymore. We have Spider-Man Homecoming 2 coming up. And then we already have the stuff for the Eternals and, like, leaked, like,
I mean, spoilers are everywhere, you know, and it doesn't have to be a trailer. It can just be just, you know, Reddits of just this is what's happening this year and next year. And this, you know, it's like, of course. And yet, you know, Endgame, they're going to win. You know, it's like they're going to come back. Like, all these people are not dead. like
I can see, like, in a pre-internet age, that would have been an impact to comic book fans everywhere.
Sure.
Just going, this is it.
Yeah.
That there's nothing else.
Like, the first time Superman died, you know?
It's
he's dead forever. It's,
oh, no, he was just in a sleeping coma for 2 years? Oh, good. Thanks, DC.
So that's some good points. I didn't know all that with the Spider-Man stuff. But what are you looking forward to with, 2019 movies and all that?
2019 movies?
It's actually a good list of – I looked up some, and, you know, I want you to just, like, say what you're looking forward to, so.
Pretty much the big one I'm looking forward to is, of course, Endgame.
Yeah.
You know, that's the 2019 movie
that's what
we've
been waiting for.
Yes. You know, the end of the current saga of Marvel that I've been keeping up with since 2008.
Yeah.
You know. It's finally coming to a close. So, yeah, that's a big one. Beyond that, I can't really think of any like big indie movies that I've seen trailers for yet that are big. Of course, I'm excited for Lego Movie, Alita Battle Angel.
That's going to be cool. I hope so.
They did pre-screenings for Alita Battle Angel just last week. I wasn't able to make it to it, but I've heard good things from people that I know that did see it.
I was a huge fan of the manga and the anime, so I was surprised when I saw they put that in production. I was like, and they gave it that much push. I was like, that's fucking great.
Well, that's because James Cameron bought out the rights to make a movie for it back in the 90s. And it's just been his little baby that he's been just kind of working on the side for pretty much since 95, I think, is when they started working on a script for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this had Cameron money behind it. There was no way that...
I just like when anime gets like... recognition of that, you know, and like that's cool. And even though it's like storytelling in a different way, but you know, hell yeah, you know, like this story should be told. It's a very good story, and I'm looking forward to seeing that too, for sure.
Oh yeah, a lot more than Death Note, Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, see, if that came out on Netflix, I'd be like, no thanks, no faith. Yes, exactly. But Jordan Peele has a movie coming out this year. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually looks pretty good, too. It kind of reminds me of, like, Strangers.
A little bit, but fucked up.
You know? Yeah. Even though Strangers was fucked up, but, like...
Very much so. But this one, I'm really excited for this one because it looks like... So Get Out was more thriller than horror.
Yeah.
This one looks like Jordan Peele was just, like... We're going to go on full-on horror mode with this one. You know, you have this typical family, and from what you can tell from the trailer, it's a typical family,
mm-hmm.
kind of on vacation, and these doppelgangers of them are now trying to kill them to take over their lives. And the plot line alone just makes you go, okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
And then you see Jordan Peele's name attached to it, and you're like, I can really get behind this. And then the trailer just keeps pushing this horror vibe of everything. And you're just like, okay, I can't wait for this movie now. This is going to be amazing. Because I remember watching the trailer for it when it first got released and everything like that. And it was actually on a Reddit thread just going, Jordan Peele's new movie. Mm-hmm. Nothing else about it. And I was just like, okay, let's watch this trailer. And it starts off all happy and campy and everything like that. And you're
the trailer
like,
is very great. I like that.
It's so good. And it just kind of slowly and progressively gets darker and darker and darker until the end you're just going, I need to see this movie immediately.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a huge horror fan, but I love thriller movies.
For sure. And, you know, we got obviously proof that Jordan Peele is a great director with Get Out, you know. And, you know,
and Keanu.
Oh, yeah. I was scared out of my wits of that.
Yeah. But it's terrifying. Yeah. I didn't know if that cat was going to make it or not.
I always forget about that.
I just love that their whole marketing campaign for that movie was, we just wanted to put a do-rag on a kitten.
Yeah.
So we made this movie.
Well, speaking of Keanu, how do you feel about John Wick 3?
I'm iffy on it because while I'm excited for it, I keep forgetting it's a thing until somebody brings it up. So it's not one of those movies that I'm like counting down the days to, but at the same time, I know like the week leading up to it releasing, I'm going to be like going, okay, I got my ticket. I'm ready. Let's see the final conclusion to John Wick.
I've never seen a John Wick movie in theater, so this might be the only one I will see. Not saying like, I don't like them. They're great movies,
mm-hmm.
but the thing about them is what I like about them is they stick to what they are. They are just this crazy action movie. You know, it's like Taken, but not as serious, you know? And Keanu Reeves fucking pulls it off. You know, it's cool. I you know, it's like he's fitting this role very well. Like, this is his new Neo, I think, you know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, and when he fits a role right, he just does it so well. So
Keanu can do no wrong.
Yes, exactly. He's awesome.
Except for the times where he's in those indie films where it's terrible. But, you know, we forgive those moments because he gives us so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to put out some shit to make some real shit.
Yeah. You got to appreciate the good by getting the bad.
Yeah. Well, kind of more of a different comic book movie, I would say. What's your kind of opinion about the new Hellboy?
I do not like it at all based on the trailers.
That trailer was terrible.
Yeah, it's
how
I'm
much
not,
I want to be like, I love Hellboy, but oh my God.
Like, I can see, I can't remember his name right now, dude from Stranger Things.
Exactly.
I can see him doing really well as that role.
Great actor. Great actor.
The problem is, like, leading up to the trailer, the entire time they were like, oh, this is going to be a darker and more gritty version than Guillermo del Toro's. And I was like, okay, I can get behind that. You know, Guillermo did a really dark rendition of Hellboy, and it was fantastic. I can get behind something that's a little bit more darker and more kind of in the comic book realm, because back when he made those, comic book movies weren't a thing.
He was on the forefront of just like people were like, this is a comic book, you know?
Yeah. So for them to be able to take the comic book aspects and be like, this is the Hellboy comic now, instead of like an original story featuring Hellboy, you know, I could get 100% behind that. And then they showed the first trailer for it. I was like, this isn't going to be good. I don't have any faith in this at all anymore. I'm still going to see it, but I don't have too much faith in it being as good as the Guillermo del Toro movies.
Yeah, and I didn't like the first Hellboy, but like Golden Army was great. And, you know, I liked the aesthetic of del Toro's like work. And again, I'm like, how much darker can you get? Del Toro's fucked up beyond belief. It's like, just watch Pan's Labyrinth and tell me you can't get deeper than that. And this is supposed to be the next level of it? I don't know. But I just thought the quality of that trailer was just garbage, too. Like, you know, like I have no video editing experience at all, but I think I could probably do a better job if I just clip that together, and it's so underwhelming, you know, the way they were promoting it and stuff. So yeah, I'll probably be with you on that. I'll see it for sure, because I like the story of Hellboy and who he is,
and we'll see how it turns out. It could be that they took the just a bad marketing approach for it, and it's really gonna be pretty dark. We'll see with the next trailer, we'll see when the movie comes out, but based on the first trailer, it really lowered my expectations for that movie by a landslide.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, I hope it turns around. And on a lighter note, let's talk about Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
My God, Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu is the most adorable thing that's going to be on a screen this year.
And
absolutely.
We just saw Deadpool could not make it, you know, and he has to do fucking Pikachu. Yeah. Really? Come on.
I had to believe when the script was brought to him, he didn't even read it. He was just like, which character am I? And they were like, well, they want you to play Pikachu. I'm on. Let's
do this.
So
wait, I don't have to actually be like, my shirt doesn't have to be off. I don't have to be in shape. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
But yeah, I'm wholly excited for, because I grew up with Pokemon. I grew up in the 90s. This is, Pokemon was what I grew up surrounded by.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great game,
so,
you know?
Yeah. And even though, you know, it hasn't continued to have that push in the United States, it still has great games. I can't say anything on the show because I haven't watched the show since the 90s.
Sun and Moon is pretty good. You should watch it.
The series?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day. At the same time, I know
you're a busy
that
guy. You're
like
a busy guy.
15 years of show that I would have to catch up on for it to make
you'd
sense.
You'd never have to catch up on Pokemon. That's kind of like,
that's true. He's always going
to
be 10 years old.
That's the loop of Pokemon. You never have to catch up on it. But the movie, it's like, I just think having that title pulled into, like, you know, the mainstream, even though it is so mainstream, you know, like when Pokemon Go came out, like everyone was running
everybody
around,
still knows,
you know?
Pokemon. I always love when people are like, oh man, Pokemon's this hidden gem now. No, it's not. Everybody
never has been.
You could go to any mother, you know, from the past 20 years and be like, do you know what Pikachu is? And they'll go, yeah, the little yellow rat thing.
Yeah, that motherfucker that I spent so much money to get a fucking piece of paper on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like all that stuff. And it's funny when they exclude that with anime. You know, I'm like, you watch anime. They're like, no, I like Pokemon. I'm like, you like anime. Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing. But, you know, with Pokemon Go, you know, it was just so popular. And I was one of those, like, people where I was just, like, a kind of hipster nerd where I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to play it. And everyone would come up to me and ask me, like, the names of all these things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me tell you. All right, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. But seeing Detective Pikachu and this whole thing being it's like, yeah. I thought it was a fucking joke when I saw that trailer. Like, the trailer almost looks like it's fan-made.
At some points, yes. But
at some points, you're right, yeah.
But other points, I had that, like, childhood wonder in my eye as I'm watching it going, oh, this is real. It's going to actually finally happen. I've been waiting 30 years for this.
Yeah, when you see the production value, like, go up and, you know, even the creepiness of the realistic Pokemon.
Yes.
It's like, is Jordan Peele on this? No, it's
he's secretly directing.
Yeah. Is he a co-producer? But, I just, even if it's like a fucking garbage fire, I will go see this day one. So.
Yeah, I can't see it being a bad move, especially when you have Ryan Reynolds attached.
Yeah,
meta vibe going throughout the entire movie. And just the one scene in the trailer alone where Ryan Reynolds is explaining how nobody else can understand him. You
pika
know?
Pika.
Yeah, pika pika. You know, oh, you're adorable.
Oh,
yeah. You know, that scene alone makes me go, okay, I can get behind this movie. This is going to be good.
And again, the trailer was very, they don't even know what they're detected. Like what's the whole thing?
They were very, like, secretive of the plot.
And that's cool. And see, maybe what we were talking about before with the Spider-Man thing, maybe they should take a little few from that. But I don't know. Maybe Spider-Man, like you said, is doing that with just throwing us all out of
They could be throwing everybody off of everything, you know.
But yeah, there's a lot of good movies coming out. And you know, just can't wait. Well, you know, let me take a little step back, though, because we talked about Endgame, we talked about Spider-Man and all this stuff, but Captain Marvel,
Captain Marvel? Captain Marvel or Shazam?
Good point, because I want to talk about Captain Marvel of the Marvel Universe. So,
okay.
I was not thrilled about that trailer, even though I am wanting to see where this plot point goes into the whole dynamic of, you know, the MCU. So what was your kind of like thought on when you saw that trailer?
I'm very angry that they changed the cat's name from Chewie to Goose. I will never forgive them for that.
I didn't know that. So,
in the comics, her cat is named Chewie because she sees the cat as her co-pilot in every situation, just because it's one of her friends.
Yeah.
And so she names it Chewie, short for Chewbacca, which is Han Solo's co-pilot.
How it all comes around.
So now it's Goose based on the co-pilot from
Top Gun. Yeah.
So, yeah, they changed the name of the cat. So I don't accept that. Not my Marvel cat. So
fuck that cat.
How dare they change the name? I'm kind of hyped for it because I've been waiting for a Captain Marvel movie since they first announced it. And while the trailer was a little bit underwhelming, some of the TV spots that have released after the trailer have gotten me pumped back up for the movie. Like, I believe there was one TV spot where they kind of showed Kamala Khan a little bit, who is the person that takes over the Miss Marvel name from when Carol Danvers goes from being Miss Marvel to Captain Marvel. Kamala Khan takes over Miss Marvel's name as a superhero.
All right.
And I believe they show her in one of the TV spots, which kind of gets you a little excited of going, oh my God, they might actually do new Avengers after everything with Endgame. And so I feel like there's going to be a lot of hints in this movie of the future of Marvel after Endgame.
Yeah.
So that has me hyped up a little bit for it. Just seeing Captain Marvel appear on the big screen is going to be great, because I've been waiting for that since they first announced it. You know, being able to see Nick Fury in the early days of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be really cool. You know, I'm excited for this one.
I think that, because I'm not impressed by the trailer, but I think it's more or less going to be good in that sense, because they're not showing much. And the trailers, you know, trailers are trailers.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I think it'll be a big piece of the puzzle that will help a lot with it. So, and I think it's cool seeing the, because he was one of my favorite bad guys besides like Thanos and like Loki and all that. The guy that was the
Ronan?
Ronan. Yeah. Because he's the bad guy in this, at least part of it, yes, or whatever. So.
Yeah. He's going to be the bad guy in this one, because the movie is going to focus on the Kree-Skrull Wars.
Exactly. So,
I
think that's great. He was an awesome character, and that's why I love Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, he's just such an epic bad guy of like, you know, I want to destroy everything. And then it's like the Guardians, you know, are the biggest jokers ever fighting this guy. And I don't know, Captain Marvel fighting this person, it will be an interesting kind of take.
Yeah.
So
I'm very excited to see him return, especially since when he was in Guardians of the Galaxy, it was before Marvel was really getting good at doing villains.
Yes, exactly.
And
he didn't do much.
Yeah, he's going to get a second chance here at being a good villain.
He actually might
that
fight.
I'm excited for.
Yeah. So I totally agree. And yeah, man, this is there's a lot to look forward to, you know, in 2019.
Oh yeah,
like almost too much.
There's a lot for nerds. Basically, this is going to be another good year for nerds, like last year was.
Yeah,
last year was basically
every year should be a good year for nerds.
Yeah, going forward, it looks like nerds
podcasts
are taking
try
over
to be
media.
Under if it wasn't good for nerds.
Yeah. But yeah, it's because even like at the end of last year, Smash Brothers came out.
Hell yeah.
And that was a huge deal that we got a new Smash Brothers game, especially since the one on the Wii U was kind of underwhelming. And this one's, it brought back every single character from every single Smash Brothers, plus added new characters, you know, added a couple new mechanics to it with the spirits and everything. And it just, there are some things that feel lacking in it in terms of like a story mode and everything, but still a really good Smash Brothers game, and it's on a portable-ish system with the Nintendo Switch. So even that, kind of going into this year, that's going to probably be one of the big games this year that people play throughout the year, especially since they're going to be rolling out DLC slowly for the game in terms of new characters, because we've already gotten Joker from Persona announced as a character.
Persona 5. Piranha Plant just came out.
Piranha Plant just came out this weekend, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I haven't been able to play as him
yet.
It's
pretty
good. Yeah.
I was like posting that on my Instagram. Like, I'm like, you should play Piranha Plant. And like, it's like such a, you know, like, just something you have to be worried about now, where I'm like, should I say he or she? Or I was like, this character is going to be a good, you know, character.
Play as the plant.
Exactly, yeah. But, I think it's, you know, especially with a lot of your older podcasts, especially when you guys are talking about E3 and stuff.
Yes.
And one of your episodes when you were talking about the most recent E3, you know, they only talked about Smash Brothers. That's all Nintendo had. And it's like, it kind of was like a letdown of like, oh, really? You're bringing out one game on E3?
Yeah.
And it's Smash Brothers. And like, oh, you're going to have every character. And like, that's like kind of like everyone had that thing where like, you're really just talking about one, you know, title. I put my foot in my mouth because Super Smash Brothers Ultimate is fucking awesome. And
yeah,
they polished it to the T. It's so good. All the characters are great. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I remember when they first kind of started showing off everything for it, and it came off feeling like it was going to be another remake or
a
port.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then they were just adding in a couple things, kind of like Mario Kart Deluxe. Kind of, it was a port of Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U, but with a couple added things in it. It wasn't really different. And it felt like it was going to be that once again.
Exactly, yeah.
And once they kind of showed more after E3, it kind of got the vibe of, okay, this could be its own game. And then when it came out, everybody was like, okay, yeah, this is a new Smash game. It isn't a remake. It's not trying to just be a port from the Wii U. It's an actual game. Because Nintendo is still doing this trend where they're porting over every single game from the Wii U onto the Switch.
And hey, Smash Brothers kind of felt like... Wii Shop is closed now.
Yeah. So it felt like this was just another one of those games that was going to get ported over.
But it's
and
so
I'm fun. Glad it wasn't.
It's so good. It's so great.
Yeah, they fixed a lot of stuff. They added a lot of cool stuff in.
It's so fun.
It's a good game.
It's amazing.
You know, I can say that game was a lifesaver on a 9-hour plane ride.
Yeah, exactly. And I got the Switch in 2018, so like I wasn't on it from day one. But Jesus Christ, for selling a console to somebody, like, or telling anybody, like, people are like, oh, like, I don't play video games. Like, what should I? I'm like, the Switch is so great.
Yeah.
You can play it at home and you can take it anywhere. And you can play badass games with it. You know?
There's a lot of great games. Yeah. If you're jumping into it right now, you have Breath of the Wild,
yeah.
Mario Odyssey, Smash Brothers, Splatoon 2. If you never played, Legends of Hyrule, you got that on there. There's Mario Kart is already on there. I hope that they release a new Mario Kart, though, with actual added features.
Yeah.
Instead of it just being a
Super
port.
Mario Party Deluxe is good. I like that.
Yep. Mario Party Deluxe. Then you have like the, what was it, Super Mario Wii U.
Yeah, that just came
for
out
for the
month.
Switch.
Yeah. With Bowsette. Or wait, whoa, we can't say that.
Or not about Toadette.
Yeah, Toadette.
Toadette. Yeah.
Well, it's a great system, but I think that's about all the time I think we could talk about with this, so
yeah.
We should wrap this up. But this episode is brought to you by sound engineer Randy, because he just popped in. So.
Just kind of strolled into the studio, silently sat down.
Was that six?
Or five.
What's up, Randy?
Hello.
Oh,
here.
I actually put you on mute.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I just thought you should join in for a few minutes. So,
what's up? Yeah, I had a 2 o'clock show that didn't end up showing up. So,
I wanted to talk to you about some Randy because Randy really hates Kingdom Hearts.
Really? Do go on, sir.
My roommate was playing it the other day, and I was not impressed. At all. I don't like the blend of Disney and what is it, Final Fantasy, I guess?
Technically, yeah. Square Enix and
no,
all that.
Not at all. Not a fan.
Well,
like, there's totally enough stuff in the Disney universe to make this movie by itself.
Yeah. They actually are
game, not movie.
Yeah, I was like, geez, you gotta be right. But I just thought I'd bring that up and think it's kind of funny. So
yeah, I wasn't impressed, and I swear he was playing like cutscenes for like 2 hours. Like the beginning of the game is nothing but cutscenes and no actual gameplay. It's kind of annoying.
Well,
and I wasn't even playing.
It took 17 years for this game.
How long has Kingdom Hearts 3 been in production, Ferris?
13 years.
13.
13.
Years.
All right. Well, seven.
Like
right.
Technically since 2006. So yeah, like 13 years.
Technically.
All right, so we'll end on that. It's been a long time. Thanks, Randy, for the input. Brad, it's been good to have you on here.
Yes.
And what's 8-bit waffles looking at for the next year?
Kicking off the podcast again, doing some more stuff with movie reviews, just a lot of stuff kind of in the woodworks that hoping to push out, but we'll figure that out as we go along with the year.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for being on here, and I appreciate, you being here and talking. So
yeah, and now it's time to do, breakfast table.
We are breaking the podcast thing.
Yeah.
They don't know there's going to be another show.
There's always another show. There's always going to be another.
All right. You can check us out on all the podcast apps, Ultimate Nerd Podcast, 8-Bit Waffles, Breakfast Table, all that. They're all everywhere. So check us out. See ya.